This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's going to hit different in New Orleans for the Super Bowl. When the Eagles come around the tunnel, oh, of course it is. It's gonna bring this whole thing all full circle. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilli, the Nick Sirianni conversation with the Morning Show coming up in just a few minutes. He was asked about Saquon and how they'll approach a run to potentially the all-time rushing record. Saquon Barkley on that pace right now. Are they going to keep giving him the ball that much as we go week after week after week close to the playoffs? Sirianni addressed that this morning. We'll bring you the full replay coming up. We got to get to a Q&A later in the show. Elliot Shore Parks at 1, guest the takes. And later in the show, when we do our parlay for Thanksgiving, we got a big Hugh banger. I mean, this one.
Banger.
A banger of a parlay put together by Hugh Douglas. He was like in the lab cooking this morning, this parlay up, and we were all like, I don't know about that, and then we just let him go. So we'll get to all that coming up. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Do you fully trust Jalen Hurts if this is a shootout on Sunday? And, of course, your guess is for Hugh's Clues here for a pair of tickets to the Big Five Classic on Saturday, December 7th. D is in Philadelphia. Hey, D.
Hey, what's going on, Midday Crew?
What's up, D?
Not much. Listen, man, I'm going to just keep it brief. Because I'm picking up my wife from work, and I don't want her to think I'm on the phone with something other than y'all. do I trust our franchise QB in a shootout with Lamar? I want to say yes.
That was a tepid yes. That was like, yeah, I guess.
Because our identity is running the ball, so it's like, you know, nobody has been able to shut that down yet. So, like, if for some reason Baltimore find a way to shut down Saquon in the running scheme, it's like, I'm just being honest. I don't know. I mean, I want to say yes because that's my QB. I believe in him and everything, but I don't know. If you got to throw it 30, 40 times, can you do it without throwing a pick?
Right. I mean, indeed, sometimes that's as important as throwing a big touchdown as not throwing the pick, right? Living to die another down.
Exactly. So I guess it's fair to say yes and no. It's like a 50-50. It's like 50-50.
See, if you're 50-50
is no.
That means you don't got a full trust. I get it. I don't either. I need to see him do it. We haven't seen him win a shootout in a while here. All right, D, what do you got for us? A guess for Hugh's Clues.
I want to say Turducken.
Turducken. Now, it's not food.
That's that old, the John Madden.
The Madden
turducken
one. Yeah. D, happy Thanksgiving. We appreciate it.
No, duck is not good, though.
I don't like duck.
It's greasy.
Oh, I love duck.
Super greasy.
So I never really had it, and then, I don't know, maybe 15 years ago I tried it. It's greasy. I agree with you. It's.
I accidentally ate it because I thought it was chicken.
It's similar.
Well, because I was at a resort, and I thought, you know, you at a resort, and you're like, oh, it's chicken. And I was like, damn, this is really greasy.
Well, so you're supposed to cook duck like medium rare.
Maybe I had a restaurant. I didn't cook it myself. Maybe they didn't cook it great. I don't know. You're a duck guy?
Yeah, I mean, duck's good.
I don't like duck.
Dude, you don't like anything normal.
I like chicken.
Yeah.
That's normal.
Yeah.
I like pizza.
Everyone likes pizza.
Not everyone likes pizza, man.
I should say you don't like anything that's remotely out of the realm of normal.
How many people do you know that don't like pizza?
I know one.
Well, that's not... Well, I guess I said everyone.
Well, you said everyone. I know one. My son does not like pizza.
He doesn't like pizza?
Uh-uh. He eats chicken, french fries...
Well, it's normal if you're little. Like, you have your father's picky, really picky when I was little.
Like, dude, I try to get any pizza, he say, no, thank you. You can eat it.
My brother's in his 20s and doesn't really like pizza.
No,
so
he
that's
doesn't
weird.
Like pizza.
Yeah.
Does he not really like cheese?
I don't know how you couldn't really like cheese.
Well, I'm saying everyone, unless you don't eat it, right? You're vegan or something. But everyone likes cheese. Bread and sauce. It's like the simplest thing everyone likes.
Some people are just weird, dude.
We find that out on this show on a daily basis.
By the way, so... Just want to make this clear to everybody, because everyone says, I got to trust him. He's our franchise quarterback.
You don't have to.
You don't have to. Like, if Tommy DeVito was our quarterback,
you wouldn't trust him.
Now, Jalen's not Tommy DeVito. I know that. But just because he's your quarterback doesn't mean you have to trust him.
When I say, like, this is what I mean in this conversation. Eagles somehow, and I know we had a back and forth of logistics in the 11 o'clock hour with the caller. Somehow they're down 10 or 14 early. A weird play happens. A kick return, a punt return, a fumble, you know, in their own zone. And the game script changes. And they can't run it, just run it and wait for Saquon to break one. They got to throw it more, right? The script changes. Do you trust Jalen to go win the game? Like, that's what I mean by trust. We haven't seen that in a long time because, Hugh, they haven't had to. They've been able to stay on their plan, yeah. And it's worked.
And I think for a lot of people, when you say trust, they're thinking bombs away down the field. It doesn't have to be that. Like, I've always said when it comes to Jalen, put the ball in the hands of your playmakers. If he can get the ball in the hands of his playmakers, I think we'll be fine. But he has to be able to do that. It doesn't always have to be, damn the torpedoes, right. Bomb the ball down the field. It could be screens. I think this offense has evolved to the point where, as a defense, if I'm playing against them, I'm worried about the screens. Because those screens, especially when you have corners ran off, that screen can hit big.
Yeah, if you're playing man, and we saw it the other night with the Saquon, and you kind of lose Saquon in the muck of the screen, yeah. He was gone. And then the other thing about playing man against them is Jalen could just take off and pick up 5, 6,
all of
seven,
that,
10.
All of that. So it's being strategic in trying to get the point. Because, like, if you're talking about 14 points down, now possessions are huge.
Right.
Every possession that you have is huge. And you have to get something out of every possession that you have. Because I think that this is how this game is probably going to go. Who probably has the ball at the end of the game?
I think it's very likely. And what's interesting about that is both kickers have struggled. Two yeah. really good kickers. I mean, like, one is the greatest ever, or, you know, up there in Justin Tucker. And then it could come down to the kicker Sunday.
Washed kicker versus washed.
He said washed.
Both have struggled.
Elliott had a good game last week. But.
Yeah, and it seemed like Tucker kicked better on Monday. So maybe they're both coming out of it.
He said washed, though. Washed was so strong.
Who's more washed? We find
washed
out Sunday.
Washed versus washed.
215-592-9494. All right. Nick Sirianni, his weekly appearance on the morning show. Let's hear that, and including his answer about Saquon and how they're going to use him down the stretch with potentially a record on the line. Sirianni on the morning show today.
The Eagles head coach will be coaching this one and the next one and the next one after that. Nick Sirianni. Nick, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, Nick. Hey. So, Nick, congratulations first and foremost. I mean, a 7-game winning streak is a tremendous, tremendous accomplishment. You got to be incredibly proud of your football team right now.
Yeah, you know, we played a good game on Sunday. I thought it was a complete game, just, you know, offense, defense, and special teams. And, you know, we're not really thinking about, you know, how many we've won in a row. All we're thinking about is the tough game we got ahead and putting all our attention and focus on Baltimore Ravens.
You know, Nick, I heard you say something, and we all heard it post-game, you know, because the audio got released by your squad. Your message to the team, in a nutshell, staying focused, staying locked in. We've heard you say that a few times this year. How often during the week do you come back to that to keep them totally locked in? To because, you know, complacency is part of human nature. And how much of a challenge is it for you as a coach to make sure you just keep drilling that into the guys?
Yeah, that's definitely part of human nature. And so that you have to fight that. There's a lot of things you have to fight, throughout the adversities and the triumphs of a long season. And so our job is to truly just get better every single day. And so you try to lock them into that every day. So I say every day we talk about that and what we want, what our goals are, what we want to accomplish. And you can't get those things unless you put your head down and work every single day. And again, we understand that you're only as good as your last game, and we got to go out and play a good game this week. And so the only way to do that is to put in the work, you know, put in the work in walkthrough, put in the work in the meeting room, put in the work at practice, you know, put in the work of getting your bodies healthy, through the training room and all the rehab stuff. So it's a grind, but that's what you love about the NFL. It's a grind, and it's putting your head down and going back at it every single week. And it takes true mental toughness, and that's what our mission is, and that's what our goal is.
Nick, speaking of mental toughness, we talked to Brandon Graham and what he's going through with his injury. It's really tough. Replacing his production is also really tough. Who do you think you'll lean on the most to replace BG's production on the field? But more importantly, How hard is it? What are the challenges for you as his coach to keep him involved with the team while he's injured? Because he means so much to the just the general morale of the guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I think that to answer the first part of your question on the field, I think it's never when you're replacing a stud like BG, it's never just one guy, right? Everyone has to make up for it, right? And so Sweaty might have to have a couple more reps, and Nolan Smith might have to have a couple more reps, and Jalen Hunt might have to have a couple more reps. We have some different thoughts of some other guys on the roster. We added a guy to the roster yesterday. And so, you know, it's never just one man taking it, especially when it's a dude like BG of completely saying, hey, you got it all. We have the pieces. We have a lot of good guys and a lot of good options. And I'm obviously excited about our depth. So bummed about BG. I think, you know, I shared this in my press conference yesterday that, you know, early in my college career, had a kind of a terrible injury that I had to go through. And one of the hardest things that I had to watch every single day was my teammates going to practice or my teammates, you know, leaving to go to a game. And just, I would sob, you know, I'd be in there. I just loved football so much and I wasn't able to be a part of that. And so I always thought like my head coach there did such a good job of making me feel a part of it. And we need, like, it's not even going to be about me telling, BG knows how much I need him. And I've told him, hey, we need you around and you're a part of it, everything. We need him to be a part of it because, you know, he's still, you guys talk to him. He's like one of the best teammates that you could imagine. And, you know, you can't have a bad day around Brandon Graham and his energy that he brings every single day.
Yeah.
Fortunately for us, he can still do that part of it, right? And people, and he's got that, he's got everyone's ear and everyone respects him and everybody looks up to him. And so he's going to be leading from a different lens. But I have no doubt in my mind that he's going to be leading and our success is still tied to the leadership of Brandon Graham. And I think that it's huge, you know, not only for Brandon and him going through what he's going through, but for us as a football team, because we need him desperately through this last part of the season.
Nick, another just massive story is Saquon and the potential that he could be setting all sorts of records, you know, all-time records, NFL records. How much responsibility do you feel over those records, you know, balancing the responsibility of this opportunity? Basically, if you hand it off to Saquon enough, he will set the all-time season rushing record. But his health is so critical to this team's success. How do you balance that part of it?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I think that it's hard to start thinking about that now because there's so much left of the season. And you do have to think of the health of our guys. And I've told you guys this before. You know, you think of the health of their guys Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And then what happens in the game, you think about it as well. If we can get Saquon out in the fourth quarter, which we've been blessed to be able to do this past month of the season. And so, but you do everything you can do to win the football game. And so I think when you start to think about records and stuff like that, you think about that near the end of the season, like, hey, he's got two more carries to get, or, you know, 10 more yards to get the all-time record. Well, that's when you have to think about that and try to get, you know, and get him those accolades and those records when you get there, because there's so much more football to play. And so, you know, we've always thought like that of, hey, who's the guy that's close in the record, this and that, because you want them to be able to get that. I mean, you go back to my first year here, in 2021, we rested our guys going into the playoffs against the Cowboys, but Smitty had an opportunity to break the rookie record for yards in a season. And, you know, we played him to get him that record. Now, we didn't think about that, you know, 4 weeks beforehand, 5 weeks beforehand. We thought about it that week and said, hey, okay, give him the extra, you know, throw him the first couple balls, and then we got him out of there. Throw him the first couple balls to get him that.
Yeah.
And so I want these records are cool. These are special. Like, they're fun to be a part of. And so you're always trying to do that for the guys. But I think if you think about it too far in advance, I don't think that's good business. And all you're trying to do is win each every game. And so, shoot, if Saquon's running the ball like he is now, we're having a chance to win. And so those things will take care of themselves as the season continues.
You know, and Nick Sirianni with us here. And obviously, Nick, a happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. And I'll move from that to coaching. It's Thursday tomorrow. It's also Thanksgiving. How does that, is there anything different, or is it a normal Thursday for your football team as you prepare them for Baltimore?
Yeah, it's a normal Thursday. Now, do we make some adjustments to the schedule to allow the guys to be home with their families a little bit longer? We do. You know, I don't want to sound like a complete jerk, but, you know, we definitely do that. But my experience is there's always going to be something like this. Oh, it's Christmas week. Oh, it's Thanksgiving week. Oh, it's a short week. Oh, I'm going home here. Like, your focus has to be so laser focused. And I mean, this is a product of me growing up at, you know, with Larry Karras, my college coach. Nobody was harder on this football team than Larry Karras at Mount Union Thanksgiving Day practice. It was it was a tough practice.
Did you tackle to the ground?
We did not tackle to the ground. We did not tackle the ground in 2003-2001. But you know, you couldn't make a mistake in that practice, because you know he wanted everyone laser focused, and that's how I feel. And I'll say that to the coaches and the players tomorrow. You know, I want to focus on today. But being laser focused in the midst of things that are where your mind could be elsewhere. Like, all that matters is that we have a good tomorrow. You know, we got to have a good day today, but you asked me about tomorrow. It's tomorrow that we have to have a super productive day to be ready for Sunday. And so, you know, that's a challenge, because human nature, like you said, complacency, you know, is human nature. And so is, you know, when you have something fun for the rest of the day to think about, you know, that's an obstacle too. So we have to fight that and just be locked into the moment. And tomorrow will be challenging. And I'll be on them tomorrow. And the guys that have been here, they know that. But once it's done, then I don't want anyone to say happy Thanksgiving to me tomorrow. I told my staff, I'll tell them, don't say it to me until after practice. Then we can tell each other how much we are thankful for each other. But until then, it's freaking Thursday, and we got to get ready.
That's funny. Hey Nick, great. You know, it's a big game on Sunday, and that's obviously part of why you're going to be so locked in tomorrow to prepare for it. So, you know, fans obviously think in terms of, I can't wait to see my team against another great team. How does my team stack up to a great team? Do you as a coach have that same sort of mindset when you're about to face? I mean, most people in America think these are two of the top five teams in pro football. Do you have a little extra something in your mind that says, I can't wait to see how we stack up against them?
Man, I'm so boring now. You know, I get it. But that's the mindset you have to have. That you have to. If I have extra motivation or an extra whatever juice for a game against, man, no doubt about it, the Baltimore Ravens are a phenomenal opponent. But if I have more energy want to or whatever it is,
sure,
for that game than I do a game a month ago, then I'm a bad coach.
Like, Nick, what about intrigue? Because I get you, it's not going to be extra motivated. What about intrigue? I'm intrigued
to
see how my team.
I'm boring, man. I'm boring. Like, you have to stick to the process. Over, and that is something, and you guys don't have to do that. You guys, like,
sure,
you guys are in the media, and the fans don't have to do that. But my job as a head football coach, and our job as coaches, and our job as players, is to be completely locked in every single time we step on the practice field, every single time we step on the it's boring. It's not. It doesn't make for a great story. I get it, but the boring is what makes it great. Like, the boring and the. That's what makes it mentally tough, and I love that part about the
game.
And so we are going in like that.
Nick, I respect that very, very much. Hey, Nick, to your family and to yourself and your loved ones, a happy Thanksgiving to all of you. And, again, congratulations on what you've been doing, and big-time happy Thanksgiving. I hope you enjoy tomorrow.
Well, happy Thanksgiving to y'all as well, and then to everybody in the city. Appreciate all everybody.
There he is, Nick Sirianni on the morning show today. I like a lot what I heard there. One, he's boring. I want my head coach boring. I don't want an exciting NFL head coach.
He's definitely not boring.
Well, he's not, but I like that he's trying to be boring.
Yeah, he's toned it down a little bit. He's toned it down, yeah.
Also, tomorrow's going to be a work day. He'll get him out a little early, but he's late. Laser focused, we heard there from Sirianni. Also, it was his first answer, Hugh, on what he's might be thinking down the line with Saquon. I thought he kind of dodged it a little bit by saying, hey, we got a ways to go. Mm-hmm. He's not going to tell us right now if they're going to let Saquon push for this record, but the closer we get, the more this is going to become a huge story, not just here in Philadelphia, but in the NFL. If he's close with about 4 weeks to go, it becomes
real.
It's a lot of pressure on them,
too. I think it all depends on how this week goes and this upcoming matchup and the ones after that. Because, you know, teams know that there's going to be a push for Saquon, and they're going to try to stop it from happening. You know, especially when you talk about that Giants game. The Giants are going to try to come to play when that happens. I know, and I'm getting ahead of myself a little
but
bit.
But, Hugh, if they play the Giants in Week 18 and they let him play, he's going to run for 200 on them. They stink.
Yeah, they're going to try.
Speaking of the Giants,
yep.
We get a Drew Lock special tomorrow on Thanksgiving.
Oh, happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
All right.
Drew Lock and Cooper Rush. Would you rather watch Drew Lock? I mean, Drew Lock's better than DeVito.
I think he gives him a better chance to win than Tommy DeVito.
Yeah, I mean, if you're betting on the game, I'm, and maybe you shouldn't, donate the money. I mean, just give it to a good cause, because that's a joke of a game.
It might be the only redeeming quality of that game is if you have a stake on either side.
I'd agree. If you're going to watch it, you probably should bet on
miserable.
It. Otherwise, just donate the money and take a nap. Mr. Surehands is up. What's up, Mr. Surehands?
Yo,
what's up?
You people. Dopey Douglas.
What's going on, man? How you doing?
Uh-oh. All right,
did you
now.
You people us, or you just?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he sure did.
A lot
did.
Of you people today.
I didn't even mean that, man. I've been listening.
That's
to
what Hugh says. Yeah. See, look at this. You're rubbing off on the people. They're, yeah. Now we're getting you people.
You're getting you people.
What are you thinking?
Jalen is going to absolutely handle himself, however the game goes. He's going to probably have his best game so far. We're going to cream him. I got us by 13.
13. All right, double-digit victory. All right, here's what we need, Mr. Surehands. We need your guess for Hugh's clues. What was the first thing he said when I said, Hugh, Thanksgiving? He said what?
Friday weekend.
Friday weekend.
Like an early week, like a three-day weekend?
Oh, yeah, I didn't know that one.
No, that wasn't it. But
that's a good guess, though.
I like how people have moved on from the food now, because that was clue, too, right? It wasn't a food item.
We'll still get a stray food item every now and then.
Yeah, like turducken?
Turducken.
Maybe we'll even get Survivor Series today.
That was wild.
It was one of the wildest answers we've ever gotten.
Mine was blown when I heard that.
What was yesterday's topic? Well, how did we get to Survivor Series?
I forgot.
It was a tradition.
Oh, yeah.
A holiday tradition.
A yearly WWE pay-per-view.
We played the Kelce clip, and the first call immediately after said, I have the answer.
Well, the craziest part for me is, like, if you're going to say a wrestling event, like WrestleMania, right? Like, there's bigger ones. Like, Survivor Series, even if you're into that, isn't even that big.
Is that, all things considered, the worst Hughes Clues guess ever?
It's up there.
Yeah, it was
pretty
bad.
It was a shocking guess.
By clue four, like, the purpose of the fourth clue is to essentially give it away immediately.
Yeah, I mean,
we're running out of time. Right. We have to give this prize away.
Hugh's self-esteem is taken care of. He got us through 3 hours.
Yeah.
And then we just give it away in the fourth hour. You're right about that. Speaking of it, third clue coming up. 215-592-9494. We'll get to everyone's phone calls right after the break. Do you trust Hurts to win a shootout if it comes down to it on Sunday? A third Hugh's clue we think really might help give this one away. Plus, a Q&A on a Football Wednesday all coming up on the other side. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. It's all gravy this weekend on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, which means you're getting a feast of rewards all weekend long. Right now, all customers get a no-sweat NFL same-game parlay to celebrate the occasion. Place a three-leg same game parlay, you get bonus bets back if your bet doesn't win. NFL same game parlays are the perfect way to combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payday. Build your own, or choose from one of the popular same game parlays pre-built for you in FanDuel's top-rated sportsbook app. So what are you waiting for? Start your feast now with a no-sweat same game parlay on America's number one sportsbook. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIL. FanDuel Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94W.